police of the whole Flemington.
T O N on that.
This is
Flemington.
M-I-N-G.
Is there still a town post office and all that here somewhere?
Yeah, right up here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't think I went.
Which way'd you come in?
I came right off of 196.
Right down here. Okay.
Yeah. Well, Flemington is a little further down the road. Yeah. Okay. All right. What about the churches? Did they have a preacher who was a full-time preacher or
someone? Not back then, no. He just come preach once a month.
Uh-huh.
Preach at 11 o'clock and then again that night. And he'd go on back where he come from and come back once a month.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they had a Baptist church and a Methodist church, and it was Methodist church was the same way. Once a month, but.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever have preachers who might work at another job and then preach on Sunday?
Back along then, I don't think he got $2 a Sunday to preach.
Yeah, yeah.
He got just what you're taking up in offering. There was no set price.
Mm-hmm.
He got $1, he taken it and went on, didn't say nothing. He got $2 the same way. He got $5 or whatever it was taken up, he got it. There was no place to send it or keep it. Or
yeah.
Whatever was taken up in the hat, he got it and carried back home with him.
Well, he had to have a lot of faith, didn't he?
He sure did.
Well, along then, I don't reckon he is. Well, he wasn't doing it for no living.
That's
now
right.
A preacher's got a big thing.
Yeah.
He's got a good occupation now.
Mm-hmm.
Because he don't have to do nothing but preach and visit.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them don't do much visiting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they draw big salaries, too.
Yeah. Have a house.
Yeah. Pay house.
That's right. So all electrical.
Yeah.
Maintenance kit.
Pretty well everything paid for and a good salary. And
yeah.
He got a good profession.
Yeah.
Might be the reason there's so many preachers.
Especially the ones on TV.
Oh, there's some of them got rotten heaven. Mm-hmm. We don't know what to believe.
There's a lot of
really
rotten ones, too.
What about if somebody came around who wasn't from around here, but from somewhere else? What would you call them?
I'm a stranger, right?
You mean if he come here and settle?
Yeah, or just passing through or something.
Well, I don't know where you would go.
Mm-hmm. Guess you wouldn't have. Oh, you probably had tourists come through here going to Florida for a long time, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know, like 17.
Tourists are right what you'd go in.
Probably, did they have more people come through here before they built the expressway, or?
Well, we don't have that kind of traffic through here.
Mm-hmm.
It's over 195 and 17 over here.
Now,
they full. Uh-huh. And 96, 196 right down the road here is full of people.
Mm-hmm.
But just cars right after cars.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Since they got Fort Stewart are going in a big way, and well, people from up there around Jessup and Little Wessie and all up through that country, they go in Savannah, they come 196.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So it's a big country back up that way. Come this way if they go into Savannah. Savannah is not for about 25 minutes from here.
Uh-huh.